Rational people have some concerns about the sudden and dramatic rise of Bitcoin.
It's generally not a good thing when investors get excited about something that they don't understand.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. You have probably been hearing about the Bitcoin cryptocurrency for a while now, but boy, has it had a big couple of days, right? And as of this week, investors can now trade Bitcoin futures on the public market. The Chicago Board Options Exchange launched Bitcoin futures yesterday. Today is the first full day of trading. CME Group will let investors trade Bitcoin futures on its CME exchange on December 18th, and the NASDAQ will get in the game next year. I talked to Kevin Werbach, professor of legal studies and business ethics at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Kevin, help me understand what's going on here.
Clearly, there is a speculative frenzy going on, which doesn't necessarily tell us at all why it's going on or where it's going to go from here. But this is not normal, and there's no specific news event that would account for why the price has gone up from under 1,000 to 15, 20,000, and you know, even just in the last few days has gone up so quickly.
Do you think it's just people looking for somewhere to get returns? I mean, we've had that conversation about real estate and art and classic cars.
Well, so there are really two possible stories here, which are not mutually exclusive, and that's part of what's somewhat worrisome. One story is it's one where you have a big chunk of people who are just holding and not selling. It's also one where it's actually somewhat difficult to sell because of limits that the exchanges put on transactions. And there is this thing that in Silicon Valley they call FOMO, which is fear of missing out. So You're in an environment where you see this thing going up and up and up, and you say, oh, I want to get on board. So that's one story. The other story is that there is significant circumstantial evidence that there is various kinds of manipulation going on at some of these exchanges, practices that would be illegal under securities laws, the so-called whale, some of the large holders and experts here, buying and selling and doing things in ways that make the price artificially seem to go up.
So do people understand what they're buying, and does it matter?
A lot of them clearly don't. And so, yeah, it's generally not a good thing when investors get excited about something that they don't understand. It seems such a fundamental disconnect between the level of activity in pushing up the value of Bitcoin and the level of understanding both of just how the technology works as well as some of these risk factors, that's clearly one of the red flags that is worrying a lot of people.
It seems quite clear that this is a bubble, but what could it mean? What's the potential damage if and when it bursts?
Yeah, at this point, the market capitalization of Bitcoin is a few hundred million dollars, which is not small. But if you compare it to most of the other major asset classes on financial markets, it's tiny. Right now, I don't think just people speculating in Bitcoin is a source of a lot of systemic risk. But this is one reason why there's a great deal of concern about some of these efforts to create significant, for example, Bitcoin derivatives exchanges. The bad news of that is that potentially leads to a whole lot more capital involved, one that potentially increases the risk.
That's Kevin Werbach, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. One other possible impact of the Bitcoin surge, power. Mining or creating Bitcoin requires a lot of computer processing. The Bitcoin tracking site DigEconomist has created what it calls a Bitcoin Energy Consumption Index. It estimates that Bitcoin mining is using just over 0.1% of all the electricity consumption in the world. Now, there is some dispute about that number, but suffice to say, the more people want to create Bitcoin, the more power they're going to need. And that is neither cheap nor good for the environment. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Thanks for listening to Marketplace Tech. Here is an investment opportunity for you with a guaranteed return. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at the Candida Fund. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You also help us grow and get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you can trust. So don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.